It was gay pride, the usual muscle men, leather lesbians, and glittery drag queens. But something was different as the crowd went wild listening to the politicians speaking on the City Hall steps. The first openly gay elected official in the United States, he passionately opposed Anita Bryant. But since many in this crowd were not born when Anita was the anti-gay crusader, it seemed a little dated. But it was supposed to. The politician was actor Sean Penn, portraying Harvey Milk in the movie Milk, which just finished filming in San Francisco. My Neighborhood, the Castro, had a starring role. Extras in polyester and bell-bottoms strolled among fake 70s storefronts and vintage minibuses, and the latest Sean Penn sighting replaced real estate prices as the gay topic of the moment. So when the producers were recruiting people for a crowd scene, I jumped at the chance to relive San Francisco history. My partner and I helped recreate Gay Pride 1978 when Harvey Milk had just been elected city supervisor. The period dress code, no tattoos, no body piercings, no rainbow flags, no Abercrombie, was a statement to how gay style has changed. But I was struck with how much more has changed than just fashions. The optimism, in Harvey's words, the giddy freedom of the San Francisco 70s, even a movie set 70s, was exhilarating. For one day, we were back in that exuberant free-for-all, a time and place when everything seemed possible, when it seemed as though we really could change the world. As they filmed the scene, I thought about how different it was when the real Harvey Milk gave this speech. A San Francisco before AIDS, before tiny houses cost $2 million, before total e-business solutions. But Harvey would have liked 2008. Anita is long forgotten, and today there are openly gay elected officials all around the world, including mayors of Paris and Berlin. So even though the wardrobe people had removed my baseball cap for not having a 70s look, I mentally tipped it to the memory of Harvey Milk. I felt certain he was looking down on this made in Hollywood gay pride and smiling, and maybe crying a little too. After all, what gay man doesn't love to cry at the movies? With a perspective, I'm Richard Swerdlow.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.